I was once a absorber of information, just constantly filling my head full of this stuff. Until I realized, I'm just consuming. I don't want to be a consumer anymore. I want to produce something. I want to create something that makes this world a better place in order to honor those whom have educated me, whom have taken the time to provide platforms for others, who have taken the enormous personal risk of blowing the whistle, nearly being killed as a result. You don't honor them by simply listening to them. You honor them by following their example, by doing something similar in yourself, by creating a world that you want to see, making it happen just because you can. I was talking to a friend of mine, Matt, last night, and he was nearly crying at the table in the bar because he thinks every day, well, maybe every night before he goes to sleep, just how much crap everybody's going through. How fathers are having their children taken off them by child protective services, how people's water is poisoned by the very government that they elect to protect them, that the land is dying because chemtrails are being sprayed all over them, that people's intelligence is dropping sharply because of all the GMO foods and indoctrination through all the school systems. And he's like, I can't do anything about it. I said to him, look, man, the only thing that's stopping you from doing anything about it is because you're telling yourself that you can't do anything about it. You know, to say, no, no, I am a human being. I am endowed with infinite power. The universe is my plaything as a human being. I have that strength. I can do anything that I really want to. I have the ability to make possible the impossible. There is nothing that can stop me as long as I choose to. Do you understand how strong you are? How much difference you can make? One person, just one, realizing that they are that powerful, is unstoppable. Never forget that. Ever. Is the most important lesson that I've ever learned in my life. And I cannot forget it. Because if I did, I'd be letting down all the people that fought and died throughout history to have some form of liberty or freedom instilled in the human consciousness. We may have lost a lot, but I say we can get it back. And by God, we shall.